The ancient Sumerians invented lipstick about 5,000 years ago. They bedaubed their lips and eyelids with pulverized garnet and carnelian. Egyptians preferred crushed bugs to color their lips, the iridescent scarab reserved for royalty. By the time the trend caught on, in Danbury, Connecticut in 1920, my grandfather on my father's side forbade my grandmother to wear lipstick. He said it made her mouth look like a monkey's ass. Betrothed at 16 to an older man, her youth and beauty were spent on cleaning house and cooking kibbe for alcoholic in-laws who came and went. 50 miles and change away, my grandmother on my mother's side reddened her lips and rouged her cheeks with beet juice snuck from the borscht cooling on the stove. My mother wore lipstick on her wedding day and later, cosmetics being an extravagance, only for funerals. They say that the average modern woman dies with a pound of lipstick in her stomach. I say that Frida and Margaret and Mary passed with the strength of Sumerian princesses, the grace of Egyptian goddesses lining their bellies.